Real estate loans and other financial opportunities mentioned on this show are offered by various companies, entities, and or organizations that may not be directly owned, managed, or controlled by the Real Estate Life. All credit decisions, including loan approval rate and APR, will vary based on your specific loan request and credit profile. The information provided on this show is merely to allow the listener the ability to become more familiar with such potential opportunities and to obtain more detailed information on the suitability of such opportunities to the listener's personal and financial situation from the companies, entities, and or organizations involved.
A new home you've dreamt about for years, and there's only one thing standing in your way: getting a loan. Rest assured, United Mortgage Corporation of America is here to help make your dream a reality. Get answers, get results, get the service you deserve. What kind of loan do you have? Call now at 888-LIFE-980. That's 888-5433-980. Or go to the web at yourrealestatelife.com and take action today.
Welcome to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. I'm Mike Harris. This is our News Talk 1590 KVTA edition. We're here on Saturday with St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Got to get your green beer and everything else that goes on there. And yeah, make sure you celebrate responsibly. Make sure you do that. Or in some cases, some people, rather than going out, they just stay home because everyone else is going out, right? Yeah, that's usually the sign of it. And that's usually as you get older, you start thinking about those things and you realize, it's your time to actually do things where you want to get them done and not go out with everyone else. So, yeah, I'd give you that negative opinion here. But no, it's the weekend. And when it comes to the weekend, I'm helping you save money. And that's really what I'm all about. I'm president and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. I'm Mike Harris. I've been in lending now 38 years. 38 years. I've seen a lot. And I'll see a lot more. We also have radio that we've been doing now for up to 18 years. A long time we've been on radio here in Southern California, helping guiding people through their process. We've touched multiple generations where I've done multiple items for two families. I've done four generations. When I got started right out of college in my 20s, first family member were in their 60s, and then I've helped now four generations go through over the 38 years. So a lot of things that I've been able to accomplish and do for those families, and they've been very good with their rates, mostly all the way through, based on timing and understanding. Something I've been touching on now for quite a bit, over a year and a half, we've been talking about interest rate versus interest volume. Now, some of you may understand that, and yeah, I know, but some of you don't. You have a 2.75, you have a 3.25, you have a 4.5% interest rate, and you're going, well, I got a great rate. Rates today are 6.5, 7%. My rate's great. Well, it's great on the amortization side of things. But if you really look at your interest rate and you look at your statement, or I'll go online, I want you to understand, or even text me at our number, and I'll give it in a moment. Let me know the percentage of how much interest you're paying as a percentage to your principal. So add up your principal and your interest, and then look at the amount of interest. Is the interest higher than the amount you're paying towards principal? Chances are it is. I want to show you how we can decrease that faster. There's eight principles of money, and you thought going to high school and solving for X was a problem, and then you had Y, and then you were starting to do things if you went up to that level with the calculus, and you got weird little symbols and items, and oh my gosh, cosine, sine, Okay, I want to solve for all these multiple variables in your life, all your income, all your debt, and give you a better debt-free date. It's just like how you're doing right now driving in your car. You may know where you're going, but it's the unexpected that you don't know is ahead. When you use a GPS, it's going to tell you that. If you're driving 50 miles down a two-lane highway, you're in mile 48. Oh my gosh, the bridge is out. There's no other way to get across. It's a raging river. you need to go make a U-turn and go back the other way. And you just lost 48 miles and then the 48 miles to get, or whatever it is, to get around. And you got a detour. Holy cow. But a GPS would tell you what's going on, traffic and everything else. Yeah, you may have gotten a sign at mile 35 when you saw a bunch more cars coming the other way than you are going your way. That might have been a clue. But you don't know why they're going that way. No one's waving at you and holding a sign saying, don't go, don't go. They're just laughing that you're actually going that way. Okay, you don't need someone laughing at your finances. You need to be efficient. I want to help you save money. I've taken my personal numbers from 26.4 years that I was doing on my own down to 12.3. I was very happy. But when I looked at this opportunity and I ran my numbers and did what I needed to do, it took me down to 7.9 years. The difference, 12.3, 7.9, doesn't sound like a lot. But you know, in Southern California, that's a lot of money. When you're paying a car or you're paying credit cards or you're paying a mortgage, it was saving me over $150,000. Why would I leave that on the table? Why would I do that? I didn't. I move forward. I have a silent partner who doesn't talk back to me that gives me perfect financial information. I want you to have your own financial partner. 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. We'll share about a webinar when we come back right after this break.
Your equity position has started to improve? Call about the removal of your private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium and save money today. Call 888-5433-980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth two or three times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune in to Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101 or visit at unitedforloans.com.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's Your Day in Real Estate Radio. I'm here to help save you money. I want to know what kind of loan you have. Right now, you're listening on Newstalk 1590 KVTA or streaming at kvta.com. Our K-Earth audience might be streaming as well. But this program will be posted shortly after it's live on the air. Just like our previous programs, you can go ahead and catch those if you like. But I'd like to give you your very own program. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 888-543-3980. Now, you might be looking to purchase a home. You might want to purchase a mixed-use property, a commercial property. Maybe you're doing some construction. Maybe you have credit cards and other items and you're trying to consolidate. Something I didn't touch on last week. I talked about simple interest versus interest rate and volume. I talked about amortization, how an amortized loan has earlier, heavier interest. So when you have that 3.25% rate, you may be starting up at 63% interest. Take a look at your statement. Your eyes will open and understand that. But I'm going to throw you a weird thought. How many of you have a credit card? Now, most of you have balances on it, perhaps, and you're trying to get them down to zero, and I appreciate that. I'm talking to the people, maybe you have a spare card that's at zero. Not zero interest rate, but I'm talking about owing zero. It's a card you're not really using. I'm going to give you a couple of thoughts. What happens if you took your monthly bills, gas, electric, water, power, cell, all the bills that you normally get monthly that you pay, and you have them automatically linked on their websites to get paid by that credit card. That credit card is going to pay all those other household items that are monthly items that are not, well, they may be variable, but they're straight bills that you pay every month. When you go in now, with those being automatic, you will now have your monthly items all budgeted on one statement, and you would pay that anyway, so you're going to allow those funds to be paid directly, and you're going to pay that credit card every month. You're going to show fiscal responsibility because you're making those payments anyway, and now they're going to that card. That's your utility card. Maybe you're getting miles. Maybe you're getting cash benefits. Maybe one of those bills will be free because you'll get those benefits to offset it. One little tip. Get you a little closer to the dartboard, to the center. Maybe it gets you in that hole, the 4 1/4 inch hole, 4 inches deep. Get you closer to the target. But another item, weirdly enough, you get some of those credit card offers in the mail. You know, the ones that say 4.99 or 5.99 and will get you zero till for 18 months or whatever the case may be. Balance transfers. Now, the trick on those, if you're too smart and you pay it off too soon, the interest rate that you paid up front for getting the money just became more expensive because you didn't get the money for the length of time that you out set to do. So all of a sudden your 5.99 could become 15 or higher. So, mind you, you got to understand the rules of engagement. But if you go all the way to term and you don't make the payment, all of a sudden some of those will go residual backwards and all of a sudden you owe your 34% interest or whatever the case may have been. So you got to watch those very carefully. Under a financial GPS, it's going to have that plan and take care of that and give you all the forewarnings and signs and have the residual and have the ability to offset that appropriately. And we can go over that. But what I'd like you to do, I want you to take a note, a webinar, Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. If Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. is not good for you, I'll have your very own time and your very own webinar, just you and me. But email me directly at webinar@aheadformoney.com, aheadformoney.com. When you email there, I'm going to send you back access to the webinar, 6 p.m., Tuesday evening. And then also, I'm going to send you a few additional links. To do that, love to have your name. Want to address that somehow. I have your email if you're emailing. If you have a phone number, great. I'm not looking to harass you. I'm not selling your information. This is between you and me to help save you money. I could text you back information. Possible if you like, or I can send the email. But I want to make sure information is accurate. Same way I want your financial information eventually to be accurate so we get accurate results because junk in, junk out. And I want to make sure we start on the right foot. Okay? But webinar@aheadformoney.com. By doing that, I'm looking to save you money, save your interest footprint, and retire your debt much, much sooner. But when I talked about a credit card, would you believe the 24.9% is better than your 3 1/4% mortgage? Okay. You don't have the limit on your 24.9 to carry your mortgage. I understand. But on a rinse and repeat fashion, 24.9% is better on the proportion that you do have a limit on that you could use for maybe some of those cash advances. Because when you earn your income, you could be then paying down that credit card first and then being in position to wipe out certain parts of that mortgage. Complicated, but it's really, truly not. It's not my first line of attack. That's kind of long-term troops. But it's kind of a consolidation wizard. It's actually looking about what can be done, looking at the full scope of what you have. So a lot of times when I sit down with individuals, People say, oh, well, I pay my credit cards off monthly and I don't use these. Okay. But entering those items in, even with a $1 balance or zero, whatever it is, it gives the opportunity more strength for manipulating numbers for you to have an advantage. So when those items are there, it understands what's available in order to handle other items effectively. Borrowing better and making the arbitrage or differential on timing or rate or the type of payment it is. And it sounds very complicated, but you don't have to do any of these computations. They're being done. The opportunity has been in play in place close to 20 years. It's retired $2.5 billion of debt. Under management, $9 billion under management. The program and the opportunity works. You follow the program, you retire that interest volume, and your debt-free date goes down. I want to illustrate what it can do for you and show a benefit. Without a benefit, there's no reason to do it. You got to have an education and some information. You went to school, you learned a lot of things. I want to show you how you can be your bank. Now, there's various levels. Checking and savings, it works. Checking and savings, that's all I'm asking of you. If eventually equity is there, qualifications are there, line of credit could be used, consolidation wizard, we could look at items perhaps going into some areas of financial planning where you have an insurance professional who's actually looking to create wealth by eliminating debt and utilizing various programs that allow you to gain that capital and also get you future income. There's ways that that can be shared as well. But those are level one, then there's level two, then there's level three, and so on and so forth. All of those items don't have to be in place for you to save a lot of money. 888-543-3980, that's 888-543-3980. Sign up right now for that webinar at aheadformoney.com. I'll send you back the invite for that and a few links so you can additionally get some information. Now, as a mortgage banker, my goal is to help you responsibly finance your purchase or your refinance. I want to take a look at what you have and make sure it's in the proper order, but also make sure that you have the right affordable item. We have many individuals right now getting pre-approved, and a lot of times they get stretched higher and higher. Can you get this? Can you do this? My goal is to make sure they're on the ladder, but they're not sitting on the top rung going back and forth and not sure how to balance. We want to make sure there's some balance there. So we want to make sure they're buying within their means, because a lot of times people end up stretching. And when that stretch happens, then it gets very difficult. And with interest rates moving around of lately, down this past or so week, but we are looking at interesting times in qualification, and we want to make sure your time is very well spent. So in doing that, I ask to get you pre-approved. What I like from you is, depending on your situation, it's your income taxes. Now, taxes are due, people. Oh my God, you got to go file. Did you do an extension? Oh my gosh, this week is corporate tax returns. Oh my God, you just missed it. Did you file an extension? Okay, sorry. That was the alarm in me. You also have your property taxes coming up. They're already due, but they're going to be late in April. So make sure you're planning on that if you don't have taxes and insurance, so-called impounded through your monthly payment. But what I would ask you is when you get your next statement, make sure that you see the disbursement from your current lender. If you don't see it, then you need to inquire because you don't want to be late. So you're relying on others to do what they need to do for you. And so, yeah, you want to make sure. So responsibility talk there. Sometimes you trust others to do what they should do, and then you realize it's still your problem. So you don't want to have that problem. Okay. But when we look at those responsibilities and timing, we want to make sure you're ready to go. Because when we get you into a home, we want to make sure you can afford what that is. So as you're looking at your statement and you look at how much interest you're paying, we go there. As you're in your property, we want to make sure you're comfortable. You have household budgets. You understand what you're doing. We've had people closing escrow. They get into the home. They stretched and stretched and stretched, and I said, hey, I can get you the loan, but be careful what you wish for. I got it for you. And I kind of go over the numbers, and then when they're in the property, all of a sudden they have this, this, that, this, 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 and that, and the door shuts, and they can't get the hell out of the house anymore because they can't unlock the door because they got so much things going on that they have expenses and items, and they can't afford a lot. So even with the tax, potential tax benefits of ownership with interest write-off and whatnot, you could change your deductions at work, gain more money, but sooner or later, each of those items go away from you where you don't have that excess. So that's where a better financial plan comes into play, but it's being prepared for that. So we've been closing escrows and also utilizing our financial GPS program to allow people to control their lives. No one's in their business. They're in their own business, and they're getting that silent advice from their own program. And I like to illustrate you how that works for you, whether you're buying a property, in a property, or you have multiple properties. It works. One gentleman, he has a business, and his business has various items. And sometimes, depending on the size of what you have, sometimes a business should be separate from the personal. But we're designing it in a way that one's not going to transfer to the other and one's going to pay certain bills. And we got it down pretty good. And we're saving some good, good money. So that's what we like to do. 888-543-3980. I'm looking at the calendar after St. Patrick's Day. On Monday, we have the Home Builder Confidence Index coming out for February. On Tuesday is housing starts and building permits for February. And on Wednesday, March 20th, we have the FOMC rate decision. Now, usually before, I was thinking that we were going to see something, but I don't think so. So we'll see. And then we have initial jobless claims and Philadelphia Fed Index and S&P and U.S. leading indicators, existing home sales. So we got some stuff coming out. We got some stuff. So we're going to watch that very carefully, understand where we are. We're going to hear Fed speak. We're going to hear all this fun stuff happening. People are going to say, oh, not yet. We're going to hold off. We're going to keep rates steady. Longer. Okay. It's probably going to be in June. Probably June. So just I'm looking at this now. And again, when you have the March 19th, 20th meeting, I really thought it was April, May. So this one was still a no-go. So we're going to watch the language. It's just that the question now, is it April, May, or is it going to be June? You know, some are saying, yeah, even July. But if we go to July, how many Fed moves are we going to have? We got the election on November. Now, it's funny is we have the election, what is it, November 5th? The Fed's meeting November 6th and 7th. So it's a question of what they want to do, right? So I have no idea as we get closer to the election cycle. So we'll see. But we're watching things for people making decisions because inventory is going up slightly. We only seen maybe about 10 different areas in the United States that have actually gone down. You know, Miami, we had Cincinnati, Ohio, San Jose, you had Denver. There's been multiple areas. I only named close to half. But even when we've seen that, highest was like 8.6%, and then the lowest is still down the percent or so. So we're not going down noticeably. Things are stable. But we'll see how, if we get rising inventory, which has been a long shot, we'll see. But as that happens, then we get more of those buyers wanting to get in and buy. And then it becomes more of that competition where values aren't really going down. So it's this back and forth that we just can't, real estate's not dropping. Maybe it's stabilizing. And in some markets, maybe a little bit down, but not by huge percentages like anyone or a lot of people were predicting. And I was kind of saying they weren't really going to go down. And we've not really seen it here in our state. We have low volume, higher items, but those higher prices, you got to qualify. You got good income still occurring to get into property, but some people are outside of that trying to get in. So it's my job to see what's affordable, what can be done, and making sure you're making that decision. We're looking at grants. We're looking at various other ways to help closing costs and costs to get in and making sure it's an affordable outcome. And to do that, you do need to talk to other professionals, your tax preparer, your CPA, financial planner, estate planning. All those things need to come into play. You need to understand the decision before you make it, not try to correct it once you do it. And that's where it goes into what I say. Be careful what you wish for. I might get it for you. I might be able to get you a loan, but I want to make sure you're responsible with the responsibility of that loan and you make the payments and you're comfortable doing so. That's where I do step in again. If you've done the loan with anyone else, sorry I missed you. But I want to show you how to retire that debt sooner, and I don't need to write your loan. I just want to evaluate what you have and show you a better way to retire your debt. Information, valuable information. 888-543-3980. Webinar is on Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Pacific time. I want to give you a login for that webinar. I want to send that to you with some links and items for you to watch and get more familiar. Email me today, webinar@ahedformoney.com. AHEADFORMONEY.com. If you want to know more about the program, our website, yourrealestatelife.com. Mortgage site, unitedforloans.com. That's united, the number four, loans.com. I want to make sure you have information so you can make valuable decisions without anything in the dark, not knowing. Oh, I just didn't know. No, I'm going to make sure you know and get you the right information that's easy to follow. I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. We'll be back right after this break.
Looking for a place to start? United for Loans is the place for you to start your refinance or purchase process today. Call 888-543-3980.
You can save thousands of hard-earned dollars over the life of your loan, but you need to act now before rates increase. Take control of your financial future and call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-543-3980. Have them put their decades of experience to work for you and lower your interest rate while you still can. Rates will increase. Why wait? Call United Mortgage Corporation of America today at 888-543-3980. That's 888-543-3980. Or online at unitedforloans.com.
Lending can be a bit confusing. Numbers can be tossed from one direction to another. How can you make it all stop? United Mortgage Corporation of America, unitedforloans.com, can be your guide. Call directly at 888-543-3980 for what you need to know when financing a home of your dreams or commercial property. Call now at 888-543-3980 or visit at unitedforloans.com. That's 888-543-3980.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. We're talking about your real estate life. We're talking about your finances, responsibly paying interest back in the right manner so you have your plan intact and not necessarily what the bank had in store for you. It's allowing you to eliminate your interest and your debt sooner because you're going to have an educated partner who's there next to you at all times, who doesn't talk back, a perfect financial GPS. That's what we're talking about. As a mortgage professional, I help people gain financing, purchase or refinance going forward or in reverse. We handle non-qualified mortgages outside the box, bank statement loans, lower credit scores that we try to increase. We do, as I mentioned, reverse mortgages. We help individuals 55 years of age and older, decent equity in their property, and we educate and show how that's done. We will handle soup to nuts. We'll do the whole item. So I'm never too busy to work or speak with you. My advice, my information goes to you to gain the best results and the biggest benefit that we can have for your transaction. I am available. 888-543-3980. I've been doing this for 38 years in the mortgage industry. 18 years here in Southern California on the radio, and I want to make a difference in your real estate life. We've been helping individuals who have that thought to own real estate. They're trying to get their finances in the right spot. Recently, I helped an individual who had a bankruptcy last year. He still has the responsibility of his mortgage. So he's trying to figure out a way to make sure he's able to now be responsible, pay off that debt, and do it the easiest and fastest way possible. We went over the program. We went over the opportunity. And he's going to save over a half of his interest on his current loan. Yes, he had some difficulties. Yes, he had some problems in the past. Yes, he had a bankruptcy. He's not going to qualify right now for a new loan. He didn't need a new loan, and we're not going that way. Even if it was 2 years, 4 years, it's not necessary based on today's market. But we attacked that loan, and he's going to save a lot of money. I only wish maybe there was ways that I was involved earlier with possible other solutions. But, you know, hindsight 2020, and maybe it wasn't the right thing. I didn't have all the information at my fingertips that day. But all I know, he was a happy, happy, happy man. He was so, so very happy because he was thinking about his children. He was thinking about this debt. His eyes opened up with that bankruptcy, and now he is so concerned about what he will leave to his heirs, family, and he wants to make sure he's being responsible, and now he's going to attack that accordingly. Everyone's situation is different. Your needs might be gaining more monthly money for college, savings, travel, just sort of reserves, emergency funds. You might want to accumulate more real estate, buy more doors. You might have other investment opportunity. However you want to pair that and put that together, you have a perfect navigation ability to do so. I like to share that with you. I want to send you a few links to watch, but ideally I'd love to set up a time with you individually. Initially, you can go to our webinar on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Email me at Michael, or actually go to webinar at aheadformoney.com. So webinar at aheadformoney.com. And I can get you out the webinar information. Let me know that's what you want to do. Ask any questions, sure. But what I'm looking to also do is I want to send you back some links to watch additionally to get more familiar. If you want, then we can schedule a time on my Calendly and we can go ahead and move forward with a time that fits for you, evening, day, whatever the case may be, depending on your shifts and what you do at work and when you're available. But ultimately, I eventually want to run your numbers so it's not what you see everyone else doing, it's what you can do. And when I run what you can do, we're going to see how fast we can pay off debt. And then ultimately, it's you to look at, understand a little bit further, and then you have some decisions to make, whether you want the coaching, you want the information, you want to get the GPS, and you want to move forward, and you want to retire debt. It's up to you. But I need to show you that benefit of what it does for you to make a decision to move forward. Ultimately, it's your decision. I'm doing this to help you. This is something I do ancillary to my job and my business and my company, United Mortgage Corporation of America. As president and CEO, I'm feeling also duly responsible to help you retire that debt in the best way possible. So my fellow mortgage loan originators, I task you to find out more about this from me so you can do this with your current clients and your past clients and be fiscally responsible for them. I also task you, individuals who are listening, who have a mortgage. Has your mortgage professional told you that you have a better path to eliminate debt sooner, utilizing the same money you have and not changing your lifestyle? Why is that? Maybe you need to find out about this, then educate them. Show them what you've discovered. But I like to educate my fellow mortgage loan originators, insurance professionals, financial planners, and business managers, people that are in the divorce industry. If you value debt differently, if you think debt could be paid off sooner, would you value it more so in a negotiation? It's giving you that ability to understand interest rate versus interest volume. So I'd like to talk to the professionals out there to help their clients further. And if you're a consumer, I'd like to show you how you can better handle your finances. And then you can maybe let them know you value their time and their business and they did a good job for you. Maybe you educate them and show them. Or maybe you invite them to a webinar or I can talk to them and be your partner to that conversation. I have no problem with that. But it's about educating one family at a time and a professional at a time. We have realtors who are able to show this to their clients. The affordability of that property becomes a different idea. Also, the ability for their investors to buy more property. United Mortgage Corporation's licensed, or we're licensed in five states to do forward loans, reverse mortgages. And those states are California, Colorado, Montana, Texas, and the state of Washington. But on investment property, DSCR, debt service coverage ratio loans, where the rent comes in and it offsets the cost of the mortgage and expenses there, and we can go into that further, I'm able to close in 46 states. So mind you, the state that you mentioned will probably be a state that I can do. But I'll give you those four. We'll go in any order, not alphabetical. I'll give you Vermont. I'll give you Nevada. I'll give you North Dakota and South Dakota. Don't ask me why. Those are my restrictions at the current time. But I increased it up from the 30-some-odd states now to 46 states. So if you have a rental property or you're looking to purchase a rental property or pull money out of a rental property for other opportunity, I would love to talk to you further. We're helping people with these decisions and they need to make sense. We have an individual in New Jersey. We're looking at his refinancing on his debt service coverage ratio on his investment properties. My rate is so low. Why would I take a new rate that's higher? By taking the rate higher and working through an item that he's doing, he's actually getting a 40% tax credit on his other opportunity. Would you rather have this or that? So his 3.25, he's actually paying close to 60%. He's going to lose the 60, take a new, and then gain the, oh my God. Just doing the math, he was so far ahead, but it took us about a half a week to show. Hopefully it's taken you this week and you recovered from your clock set difference last week. I'm Mike Harris. We'll have more after the break.
Get pre-approved for your home purchase. Your landlord loves you. You're making their mortgage payment. Own for less than you pay for rent. Call 888-543-3980.
A lot in the world is out of your control, but one thing you can control is your debt, and it could be as easy as realizing you've got a secret stash. Southern California housing prices have never been higher, and your home could be worth two or three times what you bought it for. So why not take advantage of that equity? You could get cash out and pay off high-interest credit cards, or take care of a home improvement project. Refinance for a reason with Mike Harris, CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. You're not calling someone who has to check with their boss's boss to see what rate you get. You're calling the man with the answers, a banker who will get you results. You can relax knowing Mike spends your money the way he spends his, sparingly. He won't rest until you get value for your money. So you may want to throw up your hands over the state of the world, but hey, you can relax knowing your finances are totally under control with United Mortgage Corporation of America. Call United Mortgage Corporation of America at 800-230-0168. That's 800-230-0168. And tune in to Mike Harris on The Real Estate Life on Sunday at 7 a.m. on K-Earth 101. Or visit at unitedforloans.com.
Money, money, money. Must be funny in a rich man's world.
Welcome back to Your Real Estate Life. It's your day in real estate radio. During the break, we had some calls asking about, what's the rate? Well, I don't know. What do you want to hear? I need a lot more information than that. The team needs to talk with you a little bit. We need to understand self-employed, salaried, bonus, all that stuff for qualifying and getting what is called your debt ratio, your debt to income ratio in line. We also, we're not running a credit report, but we're going to talk to you. Hopefully you're honest and tell me, hey, I got about 10 grand in credit cards. My minimum payment's this. I have a car payment of we need to kind of know so we can assemble that. But I'm not rushing to run credit. Some people lead with running credit. I'm going to talk to you, and you have no reason to tell me wrong unless you want the wrong answer. So I'm hoping we're working together for that common goal. So as we are exploring what is your rate, we also eventually your credit score and range. Now you got some consumer credit cards that you gain credit score from on your monthly statement. Yeah, you do. But that's your consumer score. That's not your mortgage score. Your mortgage score will be a tad lower than that. So, but it kind of gives me an idea. If you said, oh, my consumer score is 677, then I'm thinking you're closer to 640, 650, maybe. So if we're doing that, then we're kind of thinking, what is your down payment? Well, we have only about 3.5% of the so-called purchase price, and we discuss what your comfort level is there. Well, right away, I'm thinking, well, FHA financing. It allows some moderate to credit score without a major hit to your interest rate. It allows a lower down payment, even allows gift funds. So that is generally the thought. Now, if you're a veteran, maybe we go there, of course. But also, when we look at normal conventional financing, there is low down payment. We can go that route, but a lot of times the additional fee hits will be huge depending upon what we're doing. Now, some of the programs may qualify you for up to a $5,000 grant based on your existing, not the new, your existing zip code. There's various programs that we do a lot of interesting items too, possibly, but we need to evaluate where you stand. So when someone says, what's your rate? Very difficult, because it could be anywhere from 6.375, all the way up to 7% and then some. Because it matters about you, and you're not necessarily fitting into a box when you're potentially a triangle or circle. Nah, I know the triangle can be smaller, it could still fit in the box. Okay, don't play. Okay, but bottom line is, you are an individual. If I line up 10 people, each of you have 10 different lives that you're living. Multiple jobs, different career choices. Some are technology, some are artistic and doing what they do. It's all different. And your income also is different in how it's being earned. Some of you are earning monthly checks. Some of you are earning checks every 2 weeks, every other week. So you're getting 26 paychecks a year, not 24 on someone that's paid twice a month. Some of you get bonus overtime. So it's allocating that accordingly. And some of you have multiple incomes. Maybe you have a gig job. Maybe you have a side business that earns you some money. Maybe you make an extra $1,000 a year and you file a Schedule C on that. Maybe you own real estate and you have rental income, but maybe you write it off. It doesn't really show as income, even though it improves your cash flow. All these things we want to look at. Is there corporate tax returns? Is there partnership tax returns? All these things we want to look at to get you qualified and find out where you're discretionary and how much you can afford on a new property purchase. I want to engineer it for your affordability, not to get to a game and get a result that, hey, I got it. That's great, but it needs to be good to you. It's not good to me. It's what's good for you. So I have to go over all the possibilities. And then once you know and we have these items, then you're armed to go out and write an offer. And you know your budget, you know your threshold, you know what that is. If you held items back, maybe you got something up your sleeve. Great. Maybe mom, dad, your Uncle Frank, maybe someone's going to give you some gift money to help you get into the property. So maybe we still hit our loan amount, but maybe your purchase price went up because of that gift for additional down payment. But that additional down payment and additional sales price adds an additional amount when it comes to your property taxes. So your ratios will change. We want to make sure we're still good. You also need to do, when you're purchasing, and I'll talk about people who currently own, but purchasing, you need to check the zip code you're looking at. You need to understand the ability to gain homeowners insurance. Is it difficult in that area? Are there hillsides? Is it on a hill? Fire? Are you looking at California Fair Plan, which has gone up in January, I believe, or actually a little bit after? It went up quite a bit. You also have many carriers not offering insurance in California. I want to make sure you have a carrier, an existing carrier, that is going to write your new policy. It's not last minute, let's hop it in. We need to know what that budget is. We've had individuals in the Southland who gone from $5,000 a year, and one that I'm aware of went to $85,000. Another one went to $26,000. It's called not homeowners insurance anymore. It's catastrophic insurance. You got to change everything the best you can to get those premiums down, right? But that's what you need to find out. Don't want to alarm you, but I don't do property and casualty, but you need to check with your current contacts. Make sure where you're buying is there. To the people who own a home right now, check in with your insurance carrier. They got a lot of headaches right now because they have a lot of people checking in on their renewals. But their renewals are like now. If your renewal's not yet, just check on what's going on so you're prepared. Make sure you understand. Because when you're at the beach and the tide's in, everyone's looking great, and you're all happy. But when the tide goes out, you find out who's not wearing their swim trunks. You don't want to be that person, perhaps, when that tide goes back out and your payments are due and all, you get a premium. And you go, holy cow, what happened? I want you to be aware of that and be ahead of that and make the necessary precautions that you may be able to save. There's going to be different requirements that will come up on the insurance side as far as insuring your property, whether it's setbacks on current plants that are close to your home. You might want to be aware of that and see if there's any restrictions and what you need to do when your renewal comes to play. Pictures and possible inspections to keep your insurance. So just be aware and just ask those questions just to see. It's being informed. But right now we have a looming, and it's not really looming, it's there. The credit card debts are just incredible for many. And it does have an effect on the real estate market because those minimum payments, people are making these minimum payments and they go higher and higher to their balances and they think they can afford these minimums, but they're not going anywhere. Those of you who've been around a while, you remember the negatively amortized loans, payment option ARMs. That's what's going on here. They're making less than interest payments. So their balance isn't going anywhere. So if you're looking at how long it's going to take you, you hear various commercials and people saying their credit card, if they continue the way they are, they could pay it off in 50 some odd years. Huh. Some of you throw an extra little smidgen on it. That's great. But you're not really moving too fast. But I shared with you earlier that a 24.99% credit card is actually lower than your 3.25% mortgage rate. It's just that you borrowed more in that 3.25. Go take a look at your statement. Don't believe me? Take a look at it. Go ahead. Well, you're driving. I got it. Yeah, I don't want you to use the phone. So just think about it. Mortgage statement. Look at. Got it. Okay, so you're going to look at that mortgage statement, and I want you to make sure and see for yourself that your interest payment is higher than your principal payment. And if it's not, you've been paying extra. If it's not, you've had it for 22 years. But generally speaking, your interest you are paying is over 50%. Yeah. Remember when you closed, you had your closing loan sheet, and down on the bottom, it said total interest percentage. And it gave a percentage, which if you're anything over 5.3%, it was over 100. If it's under 5.3, your overall was under 100, and maybe you got to 50, 60% if you were at 3.25, 2.75. So even at the best levels of rate, you're still over, you're paying 50% over the life of your loan, and it's heavier in the earlier years. So my goal, yes, you owe your principal. We're not doing some fancy forgiveness. You're just paying things a little bit differently to get rid of the interest volume. You're still paying your principal. Gave an example last week. Had an individual who's moved forward with the opportunity. We saved him $181,000 of interest. We took his amount from $230,000 under his current bank plan down to about $50,000 under the new opportunity. I want to show you how much money we can save with no obligation to move forward, but you understanding and learning at the same time to get you closer to the hole. I like to get you in the hole, but you get closer to the hole and maybe you're out of the water. Maybe you're out of the sand trap. But I want to give you some of these principles and understanding so you'll go, wow, because that's what it will be. Wow. And that's usually the response I had. I had a 75-year-old woman who still had debt. She was working. Her debt-free date on her current design, she would have been debt-free at age 102. Congratulations. I asked her if she was going to be working just as hard as she does today then. And she was kind of laughing at that. But I got her debt-free date down to 82 years old. 7 years. I didn't even have to finish, but I did because I like to educate and make sure there's an understanding. Where do I go? What do I do? How do we get this started? I couldn't get her to stop. We got her on board, set up her opportunity better, making it custom to her. She had a training opportunity with a corporate office to her schedule. She was able to refine it, use it, and she's enjoying it because now all of her items are in one spot. She's not fumbling around. She goes on and lets her know what to do, when to do, and how to do, and she still drives the car for the opportunity because she still pays her own bills. We're not accessing bank accounts or card numbers or anything else. But I'd like to share that with you. 888-543-3980. We're helping people across the United States. If you feel this is right for somebody else, I still like to educate you on how the opportunity works. So it's up to you. Email me at webinar at aheadformoney.com. That's aheadformoney.com. Because debt matters. But debt matters on how you pay down your debt. It's paying your debt responsibly, but utilizing the principles of money to do it better. Interest rate versus interest volume. You will see the difference when you look at your mortgage statement. Your credit card, it's actually better than your mortgage, but you just don't have the balance to your credit card in order to manipulate. But also at that percentage, you're also looking at how a third of your loan is spread out. The credit card, you would have to ideally do that, and there's a lot of manipulation. We could do a consolidation wizard on that as well, and we can show some items if it's available. But it's learning some tricks of the trade and using money and manipulating it better. But it's not really manipulating if you have the rules. Are you playing baseball or are you playing cricket? Some of you go, cricket? What's that? Okay. Exactly. What rules do you have on your finances and are you following those? Some of you are sports fans. Some of you know hockey. Some of you don't know hockey and you watch it and you go, what's that blue line they keep on going over? Why does only one guy go over? And then why is there always a whistle? It's understanding the rules of a game and understanding what's going on. Someone who's watching football, they know if someone lined up offsides, I was holding, it was this, it was whatever. All these things people understand as a fan. But there's so many rules that people don't understand. If you remember when you went to overtime, the other team was saying, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that the rules changed and during the Super Bowl on the, okay. But see, that's preparation. You don't know what you don't know, and I want to help educate to show you because it's money back to you. You're throwing money out the window, and I want to shut the window and keep it within and make it yours. Let us do this together. email me. If you can't go to the webinar, you still email there, webinar@aheadformoney.com. When you send there, I'll get you the invite. I'll also send you some links. I'll give you a calendar for myself to schedule an appointment. If you can't go to the webinar, that's fine. We'll have a conversation and learn more about you and see if the opportunity fits. Usually in a second meeting, I want to run your numbers and gain a result. I don't want to cram it in one shot because it's going to be overwhelming and take too long for you. I want to make sure we do this comfortably and we're in no rush. I'm in a rush to save you money, but I am in no rush to gain the finish. It's your pace and it's education and information. I'm Mike Harris, President and CEO of United Mortgage Corporation of America. It's been a pleasure being here with you this weekend. I'm hoping you take a moment to give me a call, 888-543-3980. Until next week, what kind of loan do you have?
United Mortgage Corporation of America, unitedforloans.com, will continue to take your calls after the program. Call now to start your home loan process at 888-543-3980.
You know, we're in the middle of March. I talked about property taxes coming in April. I talked about getting your income taxes done. It's making sure that you have the right income and the right deductions if you're looking to qualify for a loan. Let's have a consultation, maybe before you file, but if you have filed, let's get those in and see what we can do to get you pre-approved. If you're looking to be a first-time home buyer, move up or move down, or maybe you're buying that rental property that actually debt services itself. Let's talk. I'm Mike Harris. We'll have more next week.